Siman Tov Kuf Chaf. Just a slight touch up on what we said yesterday in Tov Kuf Yud Tes. So we spoke about the Mishnah in Beitzah and Daf Yud Aleph, where people have these detached food booths that they want to open for Yontif. And one of the things that we spoke about, taking like a plank, the way they would open it was taking a plank out of this booth and then putting the plank back in. And we said that if it has tsirim on the sides, like a door and a window, and now you're not opening it on the hinges like a door and window, that would be fine. That's called a door and a window. We said you're taking it out and putting it back. So one of the questions that came up yesterday was, well, if that's the way it's normally done during the week, so why should it be a problem on Shabbos? So it seems like even if though that was the way it was normally done on Shabbos, it's still a problem during the week. Why exactly? I don't know. It's some sort of gzeira, shema this, shema that. It was, but it still seems to be a problem, even though that's the way it was normally done. Okay, Tov Kuf Yud Tes was a very difficult simin, which requires hours of work in all the different in simin Shin Chaf Beis and Shin Yud Dalet and Shin Yud Gimel. Very difficult simanim over there in Hilchos Shabbos. So we're just going to move on into Tov Kuf Chaf. Lechabed Habayit, to sweep the house. Says the Mechaber, Lechaber Abayis, ki dina b'Shabbos, kach dina b'Yontif. The din that we have on Shabbos is the same din we have on Yontif. Va'ayin le'el siman shin lamed zayin. So I would actually like to be ma'ayin and shin lamed zayin. This is something that is very relevant to us. So in shin lamed zayin, si'if beis, the Mechaber tells us, Aser lechabed habayis eli imkein hakarka mirutzav. So there's everything is obviously shitos havishonim, but we're just going to cut into the Shulchan Aruch. So the first opinion that the Shulchan Aruch brings down from the Rambam that you're not allowed to sweep the floor unless the floor is tiled. Okay, that means if the floor is tiled, you can sweep it. If the floor is not tiled, like they used to have a dirt floor, you can't sweep it. The main reason you can't sweep the floor is because it's going to be a psik resha. For sure, you're going to be smoothing off and leveling out the dirt floor, which is an issa daraisa of bone. It's a psik resha, it's for sure going to happen, or we're assuming that you're going to forget and you're going to, you're sweeping the floor because you want the floor to look nice. Now the floor is bumpy, doesn't look nice. You might forget it Shabbos and come to be masha the gumos bekavana. That's discussed over there, Mishabura Sifkatan Vav. We're just looking in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, the halachas of sweeping on Shabbos, because the Shulchan Aruch just told us in Tav Kuf Chav, the laws of sweeping on Yontif are like the laws of sweeping on Shabbos. So the first opinion over there in Shulchan Aruch is that you're allowed to sweep a tiled floor, you're not allowed to sweep a dirt floor. Then the Mechaber goes so far as to say, V'yesh matirin afilu eino merutzof. There are those that are matir, even if it's a not tiled floor. They say it's not a psik resha, and they're not afraid you're going to forget, and it's not a psik resha, and even a dirt floor you'd be allowed to sweep. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, the main opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is dirt floor you can't sweep, tiled floor you can sweep. And then the Shulchan Aruch brings the yesh matirin, even if it's a dirt floor, you can still sweep it on Shabbos. Hagah note, says the Ramah. Now the Ramah is going to go to the opposite extreme. The yesh machmirin afilu b'mirutzaf. There are those that are machmir, even a tiled floor you're not allowed to sweep. Continues, they have a whole list of marim makoymas. The chenogin ve'ein l'shanos. That is the minig, and you should not do things differently. According to the Ramah, you're not allowed to sweep even a tiled floor. Now the famous Bir Halacha over here, Dibar Masla V'yesh Machmirin, brings Ayin B'Mishabura. Hatamu, why can't you sweep a tiled floor? Digazrina Mirutzaf, Atur Eina Mirutzaf, it's Xera. If you're going to come to sweep the tiled floor, you're also going to come to sweep a non-tiled floor. Whom we say for a Truma, V'atiku B'taz, V'nei. The Fiza, Imko Bate Ha'ir O Alkopanim Rubam. Now the Bir Halacha brings down from the Rivash, if all the houses in town, or at least most of the houses in town, are tiled or floored, Merutzafin Bavanim Levanim, Efsher the Mutter the Chabit. He says it doesn't really make sense that we'd make a gzeira onto a non-tiled floor if most of the floors in the city are tiled. And we're not going to make a gzeira of this city, everything is tiled. Maybe you're going to go to a different city where it's not going to be tiled. That far we don't go. And that's the heter, basically, that we use today. We all sweep our floors, and that's because we live in 2020, where all the floors in the city are tiled, and therefore you don't have the gzeira of maybe you'll come to sweep a non-tiled floor. Now, the questions where this does come up, what about my merpeset? So, the way I understand things, the merpeset is the same thing as the house. All the merpesets are also tiled. What if I have a gina? Now, gina, some ginas are tiled, and some ginas are not tiled. So, that's a whole discussion. It could be that, I think they bring down, Dirisha brings down from Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that the gina is just an extension of your house. So even if you don't say most of the ginot in town are tiled, but my house is tiled, and the gina is just an extension of my house. I remember the first time I had the shaila, I built myself a sukkah. We actually lived in Dar Chebina, our first years here in Eretz Yisrael. My wife was the Ein Bayit. I built myself a sukkah on the merpeset, and I wanted to go sweep on Shabbos or Yontif, and I was like, wait a second, this already is not part of the house. No, the merpeset is part of the house, and it's okay. And here Dirisha brings down in footnote 1, that it's considered a hemshich of the house. Now, the other thing that comes up over here is washing the floor. So the Shulchan Aruch, I'm still in Shabbos, Shin Lamed Zayin Gimel. Ain't sachin as a karka, you can't smear oil on the floor. And you cannot wash the floor even if it is tiled. Now, this is the same Shulchan Aruch that told us I could sweep the floor if it's tiled, and maybe even sweep the floor yesh matir if it's not tiled. All of a sudden he tells us, but I can't wash the floor even if it is tiled. So washing the floor is more chomer than sweeping the floor. Here the Mishabura says, Sifkati Yitzayin, that here there is a gzera otu she'eno mirutzav. Says, oh, but in Sif Beis we were mako. Well, the inter Sif Beis, why was the Machaber more mako by sweeping? The Kibud v'lo gozakein. Mishim the Kibud hu yosef davar nachutz mihadocha, because sweeping is more urgent and more important than washing, and therefore we have leniences by sweeping that we don't have by washing. And it's bepashtus, the poskim say, most poskim say, that even if all the floors in town are tiled, you still cannot wash the floor on Shabbos. Now, the Rosh Hashanah Zalman jumps on this word, nachutz, which I think comes from maybe the Magid Mishnah, the Zecher, and he says in hospitals where it's nachutz, so there you are allowed to wash the floor. There it's nachutz. Now, Rav Nevzal has a very important over here. Then the Mishabura goes on to say that in dealing with cleaning things, you can't use a shmata. You can't use a wet rag, obviously, because it's chita, you're going to come to squeeze out. So Rav Nevzal points out that not everyone agrees with this, but he says to clean a portion, the gzera is on cleaning the entire floor. But if there's a portion of the floor that got dirty, he says you can take a sponge, a stick, and wash that part of the floor. You can't use a rag, obviously, just a sponge or stick. Now, a sponge or stick is usually assumed to be a klisha melachto l'isser. It's used for washing the floor, which normally you're not allowed to do. But a klisha melachto l'isser l'tzorech gufo, you're using it for a permissible purpose, you know, for what it does in a permissible way. That's called l'tzorech gufo. And therefore, you're allowed to use a sponge or stick l'tzorech gufo to clean up a little spill. Sometimes, you know, a kid spills wine, grape juice on the floor Friday night. If you don't clean that up well, aside from that sticky, and there can be an ant farm in the morning, it could also stain the blato. It's a mess. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman is making Rav Nevzal in the footnote in his Mishabura B'Yitzchak Ikare. I'll read it to you. Efshel ishtamish b'magav gumi. You could use a smartut not a, I'm sorry, not a smart tooth. You could use a sponge, a stick, gumi, which is not a shmata, which doesn't get squeezed out. Lenakot, to clean rak hamakom hamiluchlach, just the part that got dirty, velo kol haritzpa. Not everybody agrees to that, but that's a heter of Rosh Hashanah Zalman, of Nevenzal, which probably comes from Rosh Hashanah Zalman. I didn't have enough time to look at it at asof. Okay, so that's something that's definitely very relevant and very important. The other thing that came up over here, we discussed it in the past, I wasn't sure. The MS is, I thought I was sure, but I'm still not sure. We spoke about, there's an issue to play with marbles on the floor, with playing nuts on the floor. It spilled over the entire floor? I don't know. If you have a spill, wine spills all over the entire floor of the room, which is not so relevant. I don't know. It could be there, it's mamish fits into the gzeira, and it would be aser. Or it could be someone would say that's called nachutz. I don't know. Yeah, ask a rabbi. So in terms of playing with nuts, so you can't play with nuts on the floor. It's the same gzeira. You're gonna come to play on the dirt, and you come to level off the playing field so that the nuts and the marbles roll smoothly. So do we say, just like we say by sweeping, if all the houses in town are tiled, so then I can play indoors? So I think Bapashtis, we do say that. I looked in Orch HaShabbos. He wasn't 100% convinced. He made it totally in different shitas. But there are definitely shitas that would say that I think he said you can definitely let the kids be samech on the shitas that say it's mutter, that you can play indoors if it's tiled. To play outdoors where it's not tiled, that for sure you cannot do. Okay, so that is basically Siman, that's Tov Kuf Chaf, which is a one-liner here in Hilchos Yontif, but sends us to Hilchos Shabbos, and that is the gist of it over there from Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, but that's Siman Tov Kuf Chaf.